Okay, so we'll go ahead and reconvene to open session. Can we go ahead and please rise for the pledge? Renee, as your first duty, could you please lead us?
Yes, I will be honored. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we're going to go ahead and have the report out of closed session. Then I'm going to insert something in the agenda that isn't there, which will be an introduction of Renee. So she'll be ready to give a brief overview of her background. She's our new general manager. So, but first, can we have the report out of closed session?
Roy, yes, please. President Ohilski. In closed session, there was reportable action taken on the Los Osos Community Services District versus the State Regional Water Quality Control Board actions. The directions was to dismiss those. Those are actions that were filed in 2006.
Yep, thank you. Okay, so with that, I'm inserting an agenda item here, which will be Renee. Could you go ahead and introduce yourself, please, to our public?
Good evening. I'm Renee Osborne. I'm with Grace Environmental Services. I've been the administrator for San Simeon Community Services District for about 9 years now. I've actually been a local for about 30 years. My daughter's gone through the school system here, and I attended Cuesta and graduated from Cal Poly. I'm very honored to be here. I've spent most of my last 4 days with staff and meeting with fire and the operators, and they're a great bunch of people, and I'm very, very honored to work with them and be part of this team. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Okay, with that, then we'll go to item number 8, which is public comment for items not on the agenda.
Good evening, Lindy Owen from Los Osos here. I'd like to welcome Renee and hope you find things somewhere understandable at this point after the last few years of confusion. And I wanted to speak about the upcoming elections. No names mentioned, but generally I feel like the RCSD has been moving in a certain direction, which is pretty much to be a water purveyor and to handle our relationship with running a good fire services, et cetera, et cetera. 3 years ago, this same board that's seated right now chose the last general manager we had, in spite of many of the... if anybody else could find out that she had been fired from her last job and that some of the reasons were very concerning, I believe that this board should have been able to do that. So look forward to having something a little bit closer to what a general manager should be. We deserve it. And the current election that's coming up will also be about seating Mr. Ohilski and a new person, but we have two openings. So I encourage everyone to please look up everything they can about the people that are running. We have some very good choices. I personally support somebody who's attended meetings for 14 years and knows the ins and outs and has been very helpful at making this CSD correct some of the huge errors that we've had. And so I urge people to look into how long people have been involved with the CSD. It does make a difference. The learning curve could be very extremely difficult for the future of our town if people just take it for granted that somebody else will tell them what to think. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindy. Julie?
Good evening. I am Julie Tacker, and I love Lindy Owen, but I did want to correct her. It was not this board that hired Ms. Kively. Actually, there's only Marshall and Mike that were here when that took place. I am a candidate for the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors, and much of the reason that I am running is because of Ms. Kively. The actions that the board took with the separation of Ms. Kively, I have deep disagreement over. I think it took far too long and cost way too much money. I think the separation with Mr. Doyle took far too long and also cost too much money. And so at the same time that Mr. Doyle, about that time he was let go from the district, I began asking your board for the analysis that shows how long the district will last on the revenues that it receives, the reserves that it has, and the expected expenditures over the next, say, 3 to 5 years, and what that looks like for this district. It was recommended by your finance committee in February, and ever since then I have been asking that that analysis take place. It has not. I, if seated on the board, will ask my fellow board members to complete that analysis and present that information for the community. I think the community has the right to know what it costs to run this district and how long before we are asking them for rate increases and or supplemental tax. Because those two things have been much of the discussion at the committee level, both at the fire department and at your water and finance committees. Those meetings are not televised and are sparsely publicized through minutes. The minutes don't come to you anymore, and that's something that also needs to be rectified. The transparency issues, whether they are you as individuals or previous general management, has got to get clear. The water is muddy, and what this district does needs to be clear to the ratepayers and to the voters, and I would appreciate their support.
Thank you, Julie. Any other public comment? Lynette.
Lynette Tornotsky. I really wasn't expecting to get up here. I didn't expect to have to follow a political push for someone who wants to get elected to the board who actually is interested in dissolving the board. And I can certainly speak to that myself, having been on that side once. And there has been some information out there on a website I won't mention that has accused several of you and other people in the community with being on board with dissolving the CSD. I really don't see that as an interest of any of you other than this candidate who is really pushing for that, and it's been out publicized on Facebook and other places. And I just think the community needs to know that it's unrealistic to think there would never be any water increases, that the amount that we're taking in now is always going to be the amount we're going to take in. It's unrealistic to think that it's easy to dissolve the CSD. I can attest that it is not, and it was unsuccessful, and it cost a lot of money, and it took lots and lots of work. So I'm upset that somebody might be wanting to get on the board to have a platform for promoting the idea of dissolving the CSD. I think it's the only local control we have, and I remember some of these same people who are talking about dissolving the CSD hated the county, hated being under the county's rule, so I really can't figure out what the motive is to get rid of the CSD. Anyway, I think that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Lindy. Any other public comment? Yeah, Richard. Steve, are you going to get up? Okay.
Richard Margetson. I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm not letting that one go. This election, a certain person in this community has shown her face again and been injected herself into the process. And if we're talking about somebody wanting to dissolve the CSD now, this individual, Pandora Nash Karner, if you remember, and if I get challenged on it, I will bring the email and read it aloud. After the recall, where the majority of this community recalled the board to stop the sewer, which was reiterated when the county did their survey, and more than 80% of the community said they wanted the sewer out of town. But Pandora, within hours of that recall election, sent emails to Roger Briggs, David Edge, Coastal Commission, you name it, asking them to start the process of levying fines on the community to fine us out of condition. If that email needs to be read again to this community, I'd be happy to do it. I've done it at the Board of Supervisors for Mr. Gibson. When he gets a little too full of himself about that issue. So, really? Somebody else has an opinion about maybe the viability of the district, and that's taboo? But because this person who now has injected themselves into this election, wanted the CSD fined out of existence, wanted this community fined out of existence. And for those of you that are just taking her on her word that this candidate or that candidate's the one to vote for, I want to know what gives her the credibility to have any say. She can have her opinion and she can influence people, but what gives her the validity of her opinion that she is the person in this community to listen to as for who to vote for? I want anybody to give me a list of things that she has done for this community. Give me a list. Skateboard park? She's been a parks commissioner for 2 decades. We have the least amount of parkland of any of the unincorporated areas in the county.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, public comment, please.
Sorry, I didn't expect a comment. My name is Ann Cantor, K-A-N-T-E-R. I'm a resident of Los Osos for the last 25 years. I don't have a political agenda. I only wanted to come to welcome Renee Osborne and Grace Environmental Services. I've had certain limited professional contacts with Ms. Osborne through San Simeon, and I just wanted to welcome her. I have a tremendous amount of faith in her and in the company to do an excellent job for this community, and so I'm just here to express my support for that decision. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve, I guess you're up.
Thank you very much. My name is Steve Best. I had an opportunity to meet with County Supervisor Bruce Gibson yesterday to continue our conversations from previous meetings. One of the points in our conversation was that we hope to move forward to get the things we want and need in Los Osos from the county. We need to change the CSD, he said. We talked for a long time. What I can say from my meeting with Mr. Gibson is that the county wants very much and is willing to help with Los Osos. If it weren't for the constant tearing itself apart with the revisionist finger pointing and blaming, this rewriting of history, this claiming that going backwards in time is our only path of peace and salvation, it's a ruse in the hopes that people will forget how we got to this mess and that people will be so sick and tired of all the fighting, bickering, sniping, and the whole darn thing that they will just want to say, stop. For pity's sake, God, please make it stop. If they succeed in driving the general population to this point, those who have been advocating for dissolution will have won. They are ready and waiting to instill their leader in exile back into the place of power, along with their already packed seats and the influence of the committees. The sand thrown in the gears of our little democracy for what it is will prove to be too much, and at some point, the lack of will, and with the do not resuscitate order in hand, we will watch our democracy, our CSD, die. Besides the candidate who is running on the platform of dissolving the Los Osos CSD, I believe we would be in the best interest for the county and the community of the existing board members to inform the county of their position regarding this vital issue confronting the community's welfare before the election of November 8th. The county doesn't necessarily want us back as their ward. The county has put out millions of dollars to get us through the bankruptcy. And it's because of the dubious past, the lessons learned is that elections have consequences. There is one person in particular that the county knows has played a large part in why Los Osos cannot be trusted to do the right thing when needed regarding decisions and finances. We need to grow up instead of taking a self-imposed time out. We need to take responsibility for what we need and want for ourselves, our families, and our community. Start taking what steps we need to take to bring in more revenue, to develop the pride in our community in a way that it looks, and the services we provide for our families, our neighbors, with parks, our safety, our water, for our environment, our children, our future. There's a lot of things we can do. Our choices in being nothing or being a city is a community services district. It has the potential of having almost all the facets of self-governing without the lawmaking ability.
Okay, I need to cut you off there. I cut off the other candidates. I'm sorry, so your time is up.
Learn from the past. Live in the now.
Okay.
Light the way to the future.
Thank you. Okay, so next. No other public comment? Nope. Okay, seeing no other public comment, we'll close public comment. Items on not at the agenda. I appreciate the fact that some of the other candidates are here and didn't speak, because I felt like I was the only one that wasn't going to be able to speak since I'm on the board. So we'll pass on that. And do you have any comments on any things that were raised?
No.
Okay. All right. Seeing none, then we'll move to administrative and committee reports. I do apologize for an oversight. The Emergency Service Advisory Committee does not appear on the agenda, so we will hear that one right before the Utility Advisory Committee, Chuck. Okay. All right. So we have the Fire Department report.
Thank you, Mr. President and board members. Good evening. I'm Steve Reeder, the Deputy Fire Chief for County Fire here, substituting for Chief McEwen, who's on vacation this week. I also like to welcome Renee Osborne. Welcome to the community, and we look forward to working with you. So this is a report on our activities for September. During September, we had 105 incidents. The breakdown on those is 63 of those were medical calls, medical aids, and 23 of those required advanced life support measures by our paramedics. Ironically, also, 3 of those incidents were back-to-back, which just sets home how important it is and wise you all were to staff up both the fire engine and rescue with paramedics to be able to split them out for simultaneous calls. 7 of those calls were fire responses, and 23 were public service assist requests. In special programs, there was a memorial service held on September 10th for retired Fire Chief Sam Field. Now, he was a fire chief here and well-loved in the community. And many of our current and past firefighters attended that memorial service. And very fittingly, I think, it was Jerry Dillingham that presented the family with a flag that was framed and had been flown over the fire station. So that was a touching moment for all. Also on that same day, believe it or not, there was a Rotary Club event called Old Goats and Little Kids. And that was a Grandparents' Day celebration, and again, another opportunity for our folks to spread the fire prevention and fire safety message out to some of our younger citizens. And then although in your report it says that we are preparing for and a fire safety fair, that it occurred actually on October 8th in the Rite Aid parking lot. It was well attended. It's become an annual event that everybody looks forward to, I think. And we have a portable fire safety house. The Sheriff's Department comes out and does demonstrations along with their fire rescue or their search and rescue team. We have a demonstration of our extrication equipment for auto extrication and a flash pan for some fire safety stuff. So it's just a great event for the whole community. And we also did some recruiting in September for some new reserve firefighters. Out of that process, we now have 9 conditional offers. We're waiting for background checks for 9 employees. So we hope to have some new folks in very soon. That's the end of my report, unless you have any questions for me.
Do we have any questions? Seeing none.
Thank you very much.
I guess you're excused for the time being here. Okay, so with that, then we'll move to the next report, which is the sheriff's report. I don't see the sheriff. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't see you hiding back there. You're mixing in with the fire guys. So.
It's by design. Everybody likes firemen. My name's Jim Taylor, and I'm the commander at the sheriff's station here in Los Osos. The report for the period between October 1st and today, the sheriff's office received 549 calls for service in Los Osos. Included in that number were 66 traffic stops by deputies on vehicles that were either suspicious or were stopped for a vehicle code violation. There were 10 pedestrian contacts, 14 foot patrols, 11 alarm calls, 6 were in businesses, 4 were residential, and 1 was a car alarm. There were no losses associated with any of those. There were 35 disturbing the peace calls. Among these calls, we had reports ranging from loud music to subjects fighting in the middle of a street. There was 1 battery where 1 person struck another person at the Sea Pines Clubhouse. That was actually yesterday. Victim declined to prosecute. There were 5 vandalisms. We had a skylight damaged with a paving stone at Los Osos Middle School. We had a rear window broken out of a car parked in the 1500 block of 18th Street. There was a residential window broken on a home located in the 1400 block of 14th Street. There was a rear window smashed on a car parked in the 2200 block of Glen Street, and a rear window smashed out of a car parked in the 1500 block of 9th Street. We had 8 theft reports, 2 thefts from unlocked cars. We had 2 stolen bicycles. We had an iPad stolen from a residence by a workman when there was work being done on the interior. We had 1 shoplifting from a store. We had lawn decorations stolen from in front of a residence. And of all things, somebody stole the bear mannequin from the Chamber of Commerce on LOVR. We had 4 burglaries. The first burglary was to a business, the 400 block of LOVR. Suspects had stole $698 in cash from a locked cabinet inside. Second burglary was to a residence in the 500 block of LOVR. Suspect stole 6 marijuana plants. Suspect has been identified and investigation is continuing. Third burglary involved the theft of a mini bike from a residential garage in the 1000 block of Pismo Avenue. And the fourth burglary involved stealing backpacks from a locked vehicle in the 1500 block of 11th Street. There were 28 arrests made. 12 were for outstanding warrants. 3 were for false information to a peace officer. 2 were for domestic violence. 2 for trespassing. 2 for possession of methamphetamine. 1 for being under the influence of a controlled substance. 1 was for possession of child pornography. 1 was for battery with serious bodily injury. 1 was for parole violation. 1 was for a violation of a restraining order. 1 was for public intoxication. And 1 was for driving on a suspended license. That's the report.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Any questions? I would like to just make a comment. We've decided to, and we appreciate you coming to this group because we know you've been giving the report to LOCAC in the past, but we think that it's more productive because we get more exposure from coming to us. So we appreciate you and being in attendance today. So thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, utilities. Margaret? Do you have, I assume you're giving a report.
Sure. Good evening, Board. I'm Margaret Faulkner, and I'm here to present the report for the Utilities Department. This one's going to be real short. 57% of the water service area received bills for the period that was August 10th through August 12th, and consumption was 15.5 million gallons. Sorry, I was thinking about water quality instead. And approximately 198,170 in expected revenue from that billing cycle. This represents a decrease in consumption by approximately 2%, but an increase in revenue by almost 11%. And there are graphs and tables attached. In this publication, we didn't have the production numbers for September, so they will be included in your report next month. I also wanted to remember Bay Ridge and Vista de Oro, and as soon as those final paperwork is complete on that transfer of those systems, then our operators will no longer be monitoring there. The staff will be able to also complete their notice of termination. And this really concludes my report for the evening. Do you have any questions?
Any questions? No? Guess you're off the hook, Margaret.
Thank you.
So a general manager's report. Renee, do you have a report? I know you've only been on the job a week, but...
Well, yeah, just 4 days or so. Just been meeting with fire, met with staff and the crew and the auditors and Roy. So just trying to get a feel for what projects are out there and what everybody's doing and what needs to get done and what I need to do.
Does anybody have any questions? No? Okay, so Roy, the legal counsel report.
Yes, thank you, President Ohilski. Just very briefly, I won't repeat what's in the written report. You had asked me to do a report on the legal expenditure of the ad valorem tax portion of what people pay on their property tax bill. And I give, I think, a thorough enough explanation so people understand it. But the short answer is that portion of the revenues you are free to spend on any legal function of the district.
Thank you. Any questions? I think that was the response to the previously asked
yes.
question multiple times, so I appreciate giving us a definitive answer on that. Any other questions?
How much is that?
What's the total amount of the tax? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, I do not. So I don't want to make something up.
Okay.
Roughly $200,000, something like that?
Well, that's... No, if you'd have to figure in the amount of ad valorem tax that already goes.
We have
to
figure it. Okay. Yeah, it's a more complicated
that's the total
thing.
Part.
So.
Yeah.
So that's something we're going to be talking about next week from Monday. So, are you going to give a LOCAC report, or do we not have one today? Okay. Your chairperson's not here, so you get to give the report.
That's correct.
You can skip the sheriff's report, by the way.
I think I will. Although I hope he is coming back to LOCAC meetings. I'm Vicki Millage. I am now the vice chairperson of LOCAC, the Los Osos Community Services. I'm sorry, I've said that too much. LOCAC is the Los Osos Community Advisory Council. This is the Community Services District. That's what running for election will do for you. I'm going to start with Supervisor Gibson's report. He told us that about half of the sewer connections are done and that the reclaimed water is being sent to Broderson Leach Field. The Board of Supervisors passed the rules and regulations for the sewer at their meeting for sewer use at their meeting on October 18th. And most remarkably, no one spoke during the public comment period. He also gave us a brief summary of what happened at the Basin Management Committee. It is required to balance the water supply, which could allow building on lots that have been vacant for 30 years. They have a management plan and are looking how to fund the projects needed to balance the basin. The message needs to get out there that there's still work to be done to correct saltwater intrusion into the basin, and the committee is under a court mandate to do so. He was asked, is there an update on the status of recycling places? There was legislation at the state level to reinvigorate recycling places around the county and other counties. That legislation did not pass. The administrative costs are the problem. There is a recycling center in the county, and it has very long lines. He was also asked, as a follow-up question, can one call Cacho Echadian or Bill Monning or Cal Recycle? And the answer is no. You have to contact the state agency that's in charge of that. Realtors are asked, is the county permitting additional bedrooms and bathrooms? Was another question that he was asked. The county is working on a policy with the California Coastal Commission, so we'll see how that ends up. The question is the number of occupants that might come in when you sell the property. Anyone who's interested in the rather long discussion about affordable housing in Los Osos could contact me, and I can send them the full report on that. There was no CSD report. There was no Chamber of Commerce report. Our one agenda item was a requested letter of support from LOCAC to Mr. Fred N. Andrews, who's the associate real property agent for the county, initializing a vacating of an assessment on the property of Mr. Michael Vela, located at 1050 Pismo Avenue, Los Osos. Mr. Vela, supported by neighbors, the Mollers, explained vacating the easement on his property. The land is supposed to be a dedicated pedestrian and bike path. He wants this on his deed. He will maintain the garden that he has put in over the years, and it's beautiful. And he did save the oak tree that was dying. His proposal was supported by the Tree and Landscape Committee and by the Traffic and Circulation Committee. A motion was made and seconded to recommend Chairperson Weir to write the letter, and it was passed unanimously, and the letter has been sent. Questions?
Any questions? Oh, you're excused. We have no chamber report, so other than the bears are around town, I guess minus one. I like the one out in front of Rexall personally, but that's just my take on it. Okay, so then we'll go, Chuck, to the ESAC report.
Okay, ESAC had a special meeting earlier in the month. I believe it was the first Tuesday, not our regularly scheduled meeting. We were anticipating having two meetings this month because we were going to dig into the financial picture a little deeper. And the information that we had since General Manager was not at our ESAC meeting, I tried to present the financial picture, and it was pretty muddy. We also did not discuss the 4-0 staffing levels that we want to get to, but I think that's more appropriate after we finish the rate study picture and talk about the property tax issue and really get into the weeds about finances and where we're going to go. The one thing we did accomplish was updating Title IV of the Fire Prevention Safety Code. That's the code that deals with any changes in regulations throughout the year. Once a year, you update your fire codes that deal with new driveway requirements or smoke alarm detector requirements, that kind of thing. So there are a few little changes that were made this year, annual update, and that's about it. We meet again the 15th of this month.
Yes, you do, because I have my meeting on the 14th.
Yeah.
Okay, so next is the Utility Advisory Committee.
Okay, thanks. We met on October 12th at the district office, and we had a presentation by District Engineer Rob Miller regarding the revenue statements that we have in regards to water revenue. There has been a bump up in the revenue amounts. We're not sure if it's an anomaly because of the septic decommissioning and people reestablishing their yard, so it's something to be monitored, and it will be playing into the whole rate study picture. We also, I made the announcement about the ad hoc committee that President Olhilski established. We had Engineer Miller Ron Munns and the public member, Richard Markinson, all were in attendance, and they are moving forward in their ad hoc committee in regards to the rates. And then we also had a brief discussion in regards to the discussion of the disputed wastewater funds, money left over from the bankruptcy, made no decisions, just asked people to start thinking about that. I understand that that will be discussed at our joint FAC-UAC meeting on the 14th, and I believe that's at the fire station, not the district office. Yes, okay. We had a few other minor things that we talked about in regards to the easements of Bay Ridge and Vista de Oro, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, Financial Advisory Committee. We met Monday, which is our normal procedure, because that way we can get as much into the financials as possible prior to the board meeting. So working with Renee and the committee's input from the last meeting, we've come up with a revised format for the financial reports, which is more detailed than the previous ones. And actually, it goes back to what we had a few years ago, closer. And based on the input that we got from the committee, Renee is going to be working with the accountants on doing some more refinements to get some additional information, basically adding one additional column which shows how much money was allocated for this year and then how much is remaining. So that's what we talked about. So the committee does recommend that the board go ahead and approve the warrants and approve the financial reports for the last period. And the last item that was on the agenda was just two things. One was we got a letter from SDRMA that's in your agenda package, which this just big picture wise, before we were paying a lot of money for liability insurance. And we were unable, through the Special Districts Association of California, the state district, they have a pool for liability that we weren't able to get into because of the bankruptcy, but because of the help of Merle Cliff, who was on the SDMRA board, who is a director in Cambria, and myself, who is the president of the local chapter of the Special Districts Association, we were able to get accepted into that pool. And then we got a letter acknowledging, and I'm patting our district staff on the back, but I'd like to read the first sentence, which is, "This letter is to formally acknowledge the dedicated efforts of the Los Osos Community Service District government body, management, and staff towards proactive risk management and loss prevention training. This is a great accomplishment." So I would like to pat our staff on the back for having the fact that we have no liability claims over the last year. And the second one was that we did get the wastewater assessment, the continuing disclosure report, which is part of your package there. We did discuss that at the committee meeting. So this is just an informational item. So that's, if you remember, we hired NBS to put this together, and then we have that package. So those are the two things other than the recommendation that came out of that report. And again, I'd just like to pat staff on the back, because I think going a year without any claims, especially in the situation we are with the construction going on for the wastewater project, is really a significant accomplishment. So thank you again. Okay, so announcements of any outside meetings? Oh, wait, I got to back up. Yes, we are having our joint meeting of the Financial Advisory Committee and the Utility Advisory Committee on Monday the 14th at the fire station. What time did we decide on? 5:30, that's what I thought. 5:30. And the two items that are going to be on the agenda, this is a continuation of the joint meeting we had a while back. So we're going to be talking about administrative allocations, because for everybody's information, when we passed our budget, Director Storm asked that within 90 days we come back with a look at the administrative allocation. So we'll be looking at administrative allocation. And then secondly, looking at the water rate analysis, where we are, where we expect to be, and just get a very, very preliminary, cursory look at where the ad hoc committee I appointed is on looking at the rate structures. So,
and then looking at ways we may or may not be able to save money in the operations of the district. So that joint meeting is on the 14th. All right, now I'll move on to reports and attendance of other meetings. Chuck, did you have something?
I did not get to this event, but I would like to mention that through CapSlo and their other partners, yesterday it was, there was a groundbreaking for the new homeless shelter that's going to be at 40 Prado Road. A big, big event that's been years in the hard work, a lot of hard work that went into that. They're nearly 100% with the fundraising, enough to get to the point where groundbreaking occurred. That's a big, big deal, and congratulations to CapSlo and all their partners.
Any other items on that?
RAC.
Yep, yes.
Went to RAC meeting yesterday. It was a relatively short meeting.
Yeah. Is that odd?
attended the RAC meeting yesterday, and one item that's really stood out was sort of an analysis that they've been performing, the staff, about how to sort of decide and implement and order activities and projects and so on that they may be doing. So it was like, this comes first, this comes second, and in terms of desirability. Well, it turns out the thing that was first on the list was try to get their financials in place, including other kinds of funding sources, grants, funds from other, and it was a very interesting discussion that followed. So,
thank you. Okay. So response to previously asked questions, the only question that we know that's pending, so if you have other questions, as we mentioned last time, make sure you put them in writing. The pending question is about the expenses and the ongoing expenses and where we are in the long term, and that's something we're going to be discussing at our meeting on the 14th. So that's one of our agenda items that I just mentioned. So that will be discussed on the 14th, and that's the answer to that. So the consent agenda, does anybody want to pull an item? Okay, seeing no items to be pulled, we'll now take public comment for the items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda, which includes all of the items.
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker, and all right. Yeah, it's all right. Whatever. I only speak in 3-minute intervals, so I don't even need that. I, too, attended the Finance Committee, and one of the things, the topic that came up, Marshall, you failed to mention, was the Barnett Cox and Associates. It's on your warrants tonight. I went back and found Peter Campa had written a staff report for the Utility Advisory Committee, and it says, Barnett Cox and Associates, there's no existing contract with this firm. They have completed the initial water conservation campaign that began in July 2014. As part of that campaign, there's a splash page and a Facebook page that they are on a 6-month purchase order for professional services not to exceed $4,950 in 6 months. My concern is that this has not been brought to the board. I believe you also have the concerns that I do over the work at Barnett Cox. And most recently, I have been watching the Facebook page, and they upload some post about once a week. Lately, there have been these darling film clips of Jeff Buckingham out on the ranch and the water conservation efforts that his family is taking out there. While I adore the Buckinghams, the relevance to water conservation within the Los Osos groundwater basin that you are part of managing, I'm not finding it. I asked Jeff, how did these films come about? And Barnett Cox is doing the filming. So we're paying for it. Jeff is saving water by having no landscape because his cows mow up to the porch. I don't have a cow. The trough, the way he puts water in the trough, is not relevant to the things that Los Osos CSD and Los Osos proper is conserving water. Great information if it came at no cost, but it's not. We're paying Barnett and Cox to go out and film them working. Characterizing Mr. Buckingham as the water conservationist of the year, which he is not. He received the Resource Conservation District's Conservationist of the Year. That is different than Water Conservationist of the Year. Conservation going on that ranch has to do with soil and erosion and many other facets of being a rancher. So
thank you.
I want your board to look into that contract immediately.
Thank you. Lindy?
Lindy Owen, I also wanted to jump on the Barnett-Cox thing, mostly because a couple times this week I've gone in to try to look up when meetings were and check the website, and it has drastically changed to something that is totally useless. I don't know if that's what we helped pay them for or how that change came about, but it has been in the last 6 months or so that I've seen it move to something that is, that you don't even list the time of the meetings. There's typos in it. So if that's part of Barnett Cox's work, I'd love to see you ask them to put it back the way it was before, because it was actually pretty useful. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindy. Lynette.
Lynette Chronotsky. I was just hoping that maybe our district council could provide a clearer copy of what's attached on that ad valorem thing. There's a very fuzzy looking financial chart of some part. I really couldn't see it either on the paper copy in the back or on a electronic device, and it was just unreadable. So if there's any way to have that to where we could actually see what that was, that would be great. And on the Barnett Cox item, I would say the little videos are charming, and it would drive people to actually look at the website. You get kind of tired. I mean, on the Facebook page, you get kind of tired of just looking at, oh, here's a chart, we saved so much water. That human interest, speaking from an advertising background, certainly would drive people to look at that. And I found that the fact that he was talking about taking a one-minute shower, something I'd never even heard of before, to be kind of useful for the community. So I think there's more than one opinion on Barnett Cox.
Thank you, Lindy. Or Lynette, I'm sorry.
I'm waiting because the clock says, okay. Richard Margetson, first of all, the joint meeting that you're going to have, the agenda at this point doesn't include discussion of what's going to possibly happen down the road with the tax that's collected for the water department. I keep saying the rate committee is going to need your decision on that at some point, and I wondered if that could be added to this meeting or when it's going to be discussed by the board and the committees, because I think the committee should weigh in on it. Second thing, Chief Reeder gave his report. You know, I just have to say it. You've heard me say this numerous times. CAL FIRE is a class operation. I mean, it's the best thing this community ever did. And that level of service that he talked about, it saves lives. It saves lives. This community came together, and because of that decision, people's lives have been changed, altered, and lives have been saved because of that level of service. One thing he didn't mention, and I know probably doesn't know that Phil did that this time of year, but maybe if he knows, he could come back up and talk about the date, the starting date for Operation Santa Claus. I know it's coming up here pretty soon. It's 7 weeks till Christmas is from Sunday. It's Christmas. The barrels will be at the fire station, probably at Edward Jones. They'll be at Needs and Wishes. If he knows, if he could answer that. The other thing that I just wanted to mention, Chuck mentioned the CapSlo groundbreaking. I was invited to that, and probably am going to be a board member of the newly established board for the new center. But I do have to say, these groundbreakings that happen in this county for these type of events, it's always the dignitaries that are there. I mean, Los Caps was there, and Cacho was there, and things. People that have had nothing to do on the ground floor of getting this done. There was a mention of Los Osos and the effort that Los Osos has brought forth over the years, which that was nice. John Spadafore mentioned that, and CapSlo will be at Needs and Wishes to give an update. But you know what would have really been newsworthy is if the people that were staying at Maxine yesterday morning and had to walk across town to get to Prado for their noon lunch had been invited to that groundbreaking right across the street and been able to partake in that meal instead of the meal that was served by volunteers from People's Kitchen across the street. I think that would have been something for those people to see and be a part of what's going to benefit them down the road.
All right, thank you.
Any comments more on the committee reports, administrative reports, and the consent agenda? Okay, we'll close public comment. I have a couple of just responses to a couple of questions that were asked. The BCA contract, I've charged with Renee to reporting back to the board on the status of that next month. So we will have a report back next month. She'll be reporting first to the Financial Advisory Committee, not at the joint meeting, but at our regular meeting, and then we'll have that on our agenda for discussion a month from our next month. Ad valorem tax, that's a good point. We'll add that to our agenda for the joint meeting. Christmas barrels, do you guys have an answer to that question?
I think Chief Reader's making a phone call.
Really? That's nice. Does Santa have cell phone coverage? I don't know. Okay. Well, we'll just defer that. Hopefully, he'll be back before every time they leave here. So can we have a motion, please, then?
I move to approve the consent agenda, including the receipt and filing of the administrative and committee reports.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll take a roll call because I have some resolutions here.
Vice President Storm?
Yes.
Board Member Wright?
Yes.
Board Member Cesania?
Yes.
Board Member Ternatsky?
Yes.
President Ohilski?
Yes. Okay.
Passes 5-0.
No pulled items, so we'll move to consent, or pardon me, future agenda items. And I know, Michael, you had that issue that we're addressing, so hopefully that will be taken care of. So I don't know that we... I'm not trying to preclude you from bringing it up again.
No, I understand.
So I think that's on everybody's screen at this point. So anybody else have something to add at this point? Okay. Closing board comments. I'm going to start because I have Basin Management Committee for the people that are interested. Our next Basin Management Committee meeting is on the 16th at 1:30 at the Community Center.
Okay. I'd like to welcome Renee and Grace Environmental, and I really look forward to them bringing their expertise to bear in our favor. And I'm going to say that no matter what happens next week, at the local level, national level, we all have to live together. So be open to ideas from your neighbors, and good ideas are good ideas regardless of the source, and bad ideas are bad ideas regardless of the source. So hopefully we can move on and keep things together in our community.
We don't have to agree, but we have to respect other people's opinions. Lou?
Yeah, I welcome our additions. I'm looking forward to working with new people here. And I'm also looking forward to the election results and see how that comes out. I think we're going to be looking to be a different animal here in January.
Yeah, welcome, Grace Environmental. Renee, thank you for being here. I look forward to the enthusiasm you bring to our CSD. And I like the agenda items that we're getting taken care of. It's about time some of these things have been hanging for a while. Holiday season is here. The bell ringers will be out in a couple weeks. Needs and Wishes is the second Saturday, I think, of December. The 10th, right, okay. It's already here. Wow. And yes, the good news about that is that the election will soon be over, so let's try and get along.
Exactly. Well, I think we stalled enough as much as we can, so I think we're going to have to. Again, I would like to thank Renee, both, excuse me.
Charles.
I'm sorry.
He's choked up.
Choked up, yeah.
Oh, he's so emotional You're very emotional about it.
I'd like to thank Renee and Charles, who is also here. I just wanted to acknowledge you're in the audience today. So, we look forward to a long and productive relationship. So with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn until December 1st.